Friday night, youth! How are you? Naku, siksikan kayo. Pero masaya naman magsiksikan, no? Oh, wag lang masyadong malapit. Baka magkapalit yung mukha. Sa kahigit sa lahat, baka magkapalit yung amoy. But I'm so glad that you guys are here tonight, and I'm so glad to be invited. I want to take this time to thank Pastor Dan and of course your whole family. I'm very, very close to their family. In fact, isa sa mga paborito kong bata ay yung kanyang anak si Helena. And how many of you are grateful that we have spiritual relationships, spiritual families? Diba? Meron tayong mga mentors, meron mga kasama natin na naglalakad in a very godly way. Someone who will help us to know God more and more in the days to come, diba? So, masarap talaga ang buhay pag may mga taong ganyan. At syempre, masarap din ang buhay na makasal ka sa isang gwapong pastor. Ang pangalan ng asawa ko ay si Joseph Bonifacio. He's actually also preaching now, but he's all the way at the fort. Doon naman po sa service natin for the youth sa May Fort. Ang tawag naman doon ay That Friday Thing. Yun pa rin ba yung tawag doon? Oh, That Friday Thing. So he's there while I'm here. And I'm just so glad that I can speak to you all tonight about the topic of... Alam niyo ba yung topic ko? Ha? Ha, fame ba? Ay, hindi ko alam eh. De, joke lang. Yeah. No. Sige, I'm hurt. Ano? Oh, eh. Sensitive. Okay. Yes, the topic is fame. Oh my gosh. Kinuha nila kasi sikat daw ako. Why? Sikat pala ako. I didn't know. Oo. Kasi... Dati kasi 7,000 island sikat ako nung mga active pa ako. Nung medyo nag-asawa ako, Lilo, medyo hindi muna gumagawa ng teleserye, 6,000 islands na lang nakakilala sa akin. Yun, depende pa yun kung high tide o low tide. So, medyo nabawasan ng konti yung popularity, pero nandun pa rin naman, di ba? And you know, I mean, being sikat, yun naman ang trabaho ko for the last 18 years. I've been a celebrity. I'm an actress, singer, dancer. Sabi nga nila, paano ba maging celebrity sa Pilipinas? Naku, kailangan kaya mong gawin lahat. Pati kumain ng apoy at buhay na manok, dapat kaya mo. Ganun kahirap yung trabaho namin. But I've been doing that for the past 18 years, and I believe that God has really put that in my life, made me go through that stage in my life. So I can have something to share in His own perfect time. And ito na yon, ito na yung moment na yon. At yung kasikatan na yon, syempre nagiging conversation piece din yan. Like what he said, Pastor Dan said, I am married to the executive director of Lifebox, which is Joseph Bonifacio. And more often than not, we're out of town or out of the country because we have to attend certain seminars, trainings, whatever for yung youth ministry, di ba? Para we learn more. And in the past 2 years, marami na kami napuntahan na sa labas ng bansa. At sa labas ng bansa, sad to say, hindi ako masyado sikat. pag every time na in-introduce niya ako, this is my wife, her name is Carla or Rica Peraleo Bonifacio, and of course, iba parang susunod na question, what does she do? Sinasabi ng asawa ko, oh, she's a celebrity back home. Tapos lagi yung response sa akin, di nga. Parang ganon. Yung parang na-offend ako. Hindi, talaga, sikat ako sa amin. Diba? Believe it or not. Like, ito, papakita ko sa inyo. We were just in Malaysia. Yan. Yan. Those are some of the organizers, and that's actually Pastor Ryan and his wife Esther. They're from the youth of U-Belt naman. Doon naman sila. He's the pastor of our youth ministry over in U-Belt. And then those are the organizers. That's my husband right beside me. And then here's Esther with Jackie. Jackie's from Kenya. She's one of the most powerful leaders, that women leaders na nakilala namin dun sa pinuntahan namin sa Malaysia. And this is the whole of our group. Iba-iba yan na youth leaders all around the world. May taga Egypt. And you know, we are just so refreshed to hear their stories and their reports na God is moving even in places na you wouldn't even think of. Diba? Parang yung mga places like Egypt, parang hindi mo akalain na libo-libo na pala ang nag-worship kay God. So it was just really refreshing. But you know, it as refreshing as it is to hear reports from different nations, different leaders, medyo nakakapagod na rin after a while na mag-seminar ka ng ganito. Tapos, mga siguro 4 days, English lang kailangan yung gamitin mo. So naubusan. Tingnan nyo, nagkumpul-kumpul na kami lahat na Pilipino dun sa kaliwa. Kasi parang hindi na namin kaya. Gusto na namin magsuot ng t-shirt na, "Don't English me, I'm panic." Ganon. Kasi pagod na kami. So nagkumpul-kumpul kami dun sa kaliwa. Tapos yun nga, di ba, parang ayaw pa nila na maniwala na artista ako. So sinasabi ko na lang, you know, to make this simple, why don't you Google my name? I'm telling you the truth. Google my name. I'm really famous back home. Just type in, okay, type in A, okay, I'll make it easier, Ann Curtis. Okay? You type Ann Curtis. Diba, ang ganda, bongga. Yan yung picture ko. Hindi mo masyado malayo. Oh. Nga talaga, yung shampoo namin ni Isa, pangkabayo. Hindi, joke lang. So, mabalik tayo kay Ann Curtis. Nung last ako nag-check, she has 3 million, over 3 million Twitter followers. Sino dito ang isa dun sa 3 million na yon? Raise your hand. Ayun naman, no? Oh, Ami, sabi mo sa katabi mo, kung hindi naka-raise ang hand, umamin ka na. Oh, umamin ka na. Oh, yan. Raise mo na yung hand mo. Yan. Huwag na kayo mahiya. Ako rin naman, follower ako ni Ann. Talagang ako ay naniniwala na isa siya sa mga kakaibang celebrities na meron talaga tayo dito sa Pilipinas. Saan ka makakakita ng taong hindi man lang marunong kumanta pero may concert? Siya lang. Siya na. Di ba? Hindi, totoo yan. I would always tell my husband that I think Ann is really a great celebrity. I mean, she's, you know, parang gumawa siya ng isang buong kategorya all on her own, a league of her own. And she's just, she's an amazing person as well. I know her personally and she's very close to me. And I really, really like her. That's why I follow her. And you know, there's nothing wrong about liking. Marami tayong mga paboritong artista, no? Siguro, yung mga guys din, meron din kayong mga, kumbaga, parang, parang Ann Curtis version. Yung kanina, tinanong ko sila parang mga Daniel Padilla. Diba? Oh, yun na, yung mga girls yung nag-react, parang, nanginginig-ginig pa yung smile. Hindi na nga ako familiar kung sino yung mga yun, si Enchong D. Yan. Bakit ba sila sikat? Guwapo. Guwapo, diba? Yung abs, diba? Parang, ano, parang kahit na barilin mo, hindi tatagos. Ganun. Ganun yung mga abs nila. Hindi, ito si Ann, di ba? Yung lips niya. Lips pa lang siya na, di ba? Ang gaganda kasi talaga nila eh, no? And you know, there's nothing wrong about yung natutuwa ka, you admire these people, they have admirable traits. But it's also another thing when we wanna be like them and when we think that being an Ann Curtis or being at least kahit na smaller scale of Ann Curtis in my school, mas magiging okay na yung buhay mo. That's a different thing. Because then you're basing it on things that you don't have, na feeling mo, yung meron yung artista na yun, yun yung magpapabuti ng buhay mo. Ibang kaso na yun, di ba? We do have a lot of, maybe not Ann, I hope na hindi yung long legs ni Ann ang tinitingnan ng mga lalaki, na sana meron ako noon, di ba? Hindi man ganon, di ba? Sana may lips ako ni lola mo, ganon, di ba? Sana hindi naman ganon. But, you know, you get what I mean, di ba? It's different when you like a person and it's also different when you think that what they have is actually the answer to your questions in life that will make your life better. Diba? Kasi marami tayong ganun eh. Minsan pag nanonood tayo ng TV, parang, wow, siguro kung may hikaw lang niya ako, diba? Parang asosyal ko na, ako na. Ganun. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you that that's not true. Ika nga nung isang friend ko, I've been there, been that. Mali yun, ha? I've been there, done that. Yun yung joke doon. Diba? I really have been there. Like what I said earlier, oh, ninonotes na yung jokes. 18 years na po akong artista. And I've also experienced that kind of fame that they are experiencing right now. And I'm gonna tell you a little story of medyo konti lang kung paano ako nagsimula hanggang sa naranasan ko yung kasikatan. So bumalik muna tayo ng kaunti sa 1990s. Sino dito yung buhay na nung 1990s? Huwag na mahiya, okay lang yan. Sino dito yung wala pang kamuwang-muwang nung 90s? Yan, okay. We will take you back to the time of the 90s kung kailan uso ang chaleco. Yan. Yan ako noong mga panahon ng 90s. Kita nyo yung stripes namin, hindi pa ganon, pa ganon. Yan. Tapos may chaleco kami, hangin yung blouse namin. Pero believe it or not, as much as baduy ang itsura ko dyan with my bangs and all, ang motto ko niyan ay shibang, shibangs. Yun yung motto ko ng mga panahon na yan. Kahit na baduy na yung itsura ko dyan, nung panahon na yan, usong-uso yan. That was actually the show called Ang TV. Diba pag 4:30 na? Yun. Dati, pag pumapasok ako sa school, ganun lahat ng mga, ano, nagtatago sa akin. Ayan, si Rika, si Rika. 4:30 na! Ganun sila. Ayan. Kasi nga, sumisikat na kami. This show was a big hit. It was like the Glee of our time. Nanonood kayo ng Glee? Diba? Parang kung gano'n siya kasikat ngayon, ganun din yung Ang TV noon, only that it's a local show. And you know, I didn't really expect it. When I joined it, I was just 12. I was just having fun. But you know, the show became such a big hit na nadamay ako. Naging sikat din ako. At dun ko unang naramdaman na, uy, grabe, napapansin ako ng mga tao. Yung pagka sumasayaw-sayaw ako, yung parang, oh my gosh, ang daming sumisigaw. Yung ganun. So, enjoy na enjoy ko naman. Yung parang, grabe, cute pala ako. Ganun. Siyempre, di ba? Sample, sample. Grabe. Sige na. Tsaka na yun. Oo, may bayad na yun. Joke. Okay. So, nung time na yun, yun yung unang parang experience ko na mapansin talaga ako ng mga tao. And I was really enjoying it. Then, came a few years after na napunta na naman ako sa isang show which was also a big hit. When I was around 16 siguro, I joined the show called TGIS. Sino dito may alam ng ibig sabihin ng TGIS? Ano? Thank God, it's Sabado. Oy, Sabado. Social naman yung it's Saturday. Hindi, kasi Tagalog talaga yung parang ano talaga ng show eh. Thank God, it's Sabado. Kasama ko sila Angelou, Bobby Andrews, sila Shara. And you know, that show was also a big hit. It was such a big hit that producers started investing in us, taking us out of town. And noong mga panahon na yun, ang local destinations pa lang na talagang sinasabi na ng bonggang-bongga ay yung mga Cebu, Davao, yan. Pagka nakarating ka doon, ibig sabihin, wow, sikat ka. So, noong mga time na yon, that's what I was doing. And again, you know, another phase of fame for me na parang I really felt like I'm wanted, I'm desired, I'm in demand. And that was when I was mga 16 to around 18, yan, teeny bopper days. And you know, after a while, I had a lot of, what do you call that? Parang advisors, not even advisors, but people around me who were telling me, oh, what's next na in your career? And I really couldn't answer kasi parang what's next? Eh parang ito lang naman yung alam kong gawin. And they were saying na, you know what? If you stay wholesome, you're just gonna be like everybody else. And before you know it, laos ka na kasi you're just like everybody else. And I was thinking, oh, so anong gagawin ko? Tapos parang sinasabi nila sa akin na, why don't you try changing your image, going sexy, sultry, take that route. Why don't you be yung parang the vixen of Philippine cinema? And to me, yung initial reaction ko was like, talaga? Pero masyadong malakas yung boses ng mundo eh. Sinasabi sa akin na, sisikat ka talaga dyan. Talagang dadagsa yung projects mo at magkakaroon ka ng maraming pera and more fans will love you. And, you know, because I don't know any better and I wasn't walking with God, I didn't know Him at all during this time. My mom as well, she didn't know any better. Wala naman sa amin ang wise when it comes to this kind of world, the entertainment industry. We did it. We actually agreed to do one film, first film. As I said, okay, we'll just do one film. And after doing that film, dun ko naramdaman na parang, wow, nag-iba talaga yung buhay ko. Because after that film, not only did the fans like me, but even those who are powerful started to be interested in me. All the networks, all the Channel 7, Channel 2, pinag-aagawan nila ako, pati Channel 4, Channel 13. Pinag-aagawan nila ako, di ba? Ganun ako ka-in-demand noong mga panahon na yun. At doon ko naramdaman na parang, wow, I think I made the right decision. Everybody wants me. And so, you know, I did it, I pursued it, and before I know it, I became the queen. Only that, I became the bold queen of Philippine cinema. How ironic. I'm the queen, but I'm a queen of someone who strips her clothes. Diba? How nice naman is that? Queen ka nga, pero bold queen ka naman. Sino dito ang gusto maging queen na ganito? ikaw? 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 Gusto mo maging queen na ganito? Ah, okay. Oh, ikaw lang, ah. Okay, anyway, ako ayoko. Ayoko. Kahit ginawa ko siya, I don't want to be like that. Because it's definitely not something that you can be proud of, diba? I mean, do you think I'm proud of this fact? O, sabi mo sa katabi mo, shh. Yun. Nakuha ko yun sa'yo. O, diba? Oo, thank you. Nakuha ko na yun sa'yo. Pangalawang beses ko na narinig. So that was that became my image. And you know, it's kind of, parang hindi mo siya mahahalata at first eh. That when they give you this title, and then you feel it all around you that parang the world is telling you, you're doing a good thing, you're doing the right thing. Because left and right, like I said, I was in demand. More than, you know, the favor of the people, I also had overflowing money, my income doubled, tripled, quadrupled, just because I was doing this. Kasi nga, wala nga namang ibang gumagawa, eh, ako lang. Diba? Ako lang yata yung nagpakaengot na gumawa nun, diba? And, you know, I really got a lot of money for that. I had so much money that even if I took my whole family, and that was a big family, ha? That's a big, big family, took my whole family to vacation and went back, bought them everything they wanted, fed them everything that they wanted to eat, I still had so much money in the bank left. Ganun ako ka, living the lifestyle of the rich and famous. That was my life before. And, you know, I really enjoyed the ride. I was able to buy everything that I wanted. Lahat ng latest na phone, no mga panahon na cool pa ang 3310, yon. Nabibili ko yon, yung mga banana phone, yon. Cool na cool ako pag naglalakad ako, parang may banana phone ako, sila wala. Ganon. Ganon yung ano ko. Feeling ko talaga yung I am on the top of the world. And much as I enjoyed it, siguro naglast lang yun ng ilang years. And then after a while, I felt like, but kaya ganun, no? Hindi, unang-una, even though the fame, the money, the favor of the people, the favor of the powerful, and lahat na, A, B, C, D, E, lahat ng classes ng tao, gustong-gusto ko, even though all of those, I still would find myself lonely. I would still find myself sad. I cannot control people who would hurt me. People still continued to hurt me. My relationships then were very, very ungodly. And, you know, these men in my life, you know, would just hurt me, continuously hurt me, and not treat me properly as a woman. So parang, pag tinignan mo, parang walang nagagawa yung pera at saka yung fame ko pagdating na sa real things in the world, di ba? So parang hindi ko ma-reconcile yun. And at the end of the day, there was just really something wrong inside of me. So that's what I was feeling back then. And I tried to solve it in many ways. One was by way of religion. Dati akala ko pag nag 15 mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary ka, okay na. Di ba? Parang ganon. Kaya lang nakaka-15. Minsan, 30 na nga. Inulit ko na. Di na nga ako natulog. Di pa rin. Di pa rin nawawala yung feeling na yon. So sabi ko, sige, try naman natin na uminom kaya ako. Di ba? So I became an alcoholic at one point. Just syempre, at one point, mafe-feel mo rin na kasi sexy yung image ko. So, kailangan sexy dapat yung suot ko. So, syempre, dapat walang nakikitang taba-taba dyan. Dapat hindi rin ako masyado kumain. So, at one point, alcoholic na nga ako, anorexic pa. Tapos, hindi lang anorexic, kundi workaholic. So, lahat na ng ik, na-try ko na sa buhay ko. Pero parang, hindi pa rin siya nag-work. And I was a chain smoker. I had ungodly relationships. My mouth before, wala kang maririnig na wholesome. Talagang lahat ng bitterness ko, di ba sabi nga sa Bible, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. It will really say what's in your heart. And because, you know, I was just so bitter about so many things, I couldn't keep it. I had to say it. My mouth was just full of foul words. And, you know, how many of you know na kapag may malaki-malaki kang billboard sa EDSA na talaga namang nakakabangga ng mga motorista, at saka, aside from that, eh, ganun ka pa magsalita, ma-attract yung mga believers sa'yo, di ba? Talagang kukulitin ka nila ng to the max. At ganun nga ang nangyari sa akin. I had friends who were probably, some of you are like that here, di ba? Kinukulit niyo mga kaklase niyo. Uli ka na, punta ka na doon sa ano. Sige na, sumama ka na sa amin sa Bible study. Ganyan yung ginawa sa akin ng mga friends. Kasama ka na sa Bible study, masaya yun. Sabi ko, ha? Mas masaya kung iinom tayo at maglalasing. Tapos parang sabi ko, ba't ganun, di sila naniniwala sa akin? Tapos sabi nila, hindi, okay lang yan talaga. Kami rin naman nalalasing sa Holy Spirit. So sumama ka na. Sabi ko, ay, naku, freaky kayo. Nakakatakot kayo, Spirit of the Glass, ganun. So, syempre, di ba, wala naman akong alam ng mga hirit sa akin. So, hindi ko naiintindihan. So, careful kayo ha, pag sinasabi niyo yun. Kasi baka mamaya mag-freak out yung mga ano. So, ayoko sumama. I felt like, mali, hindi ko yan, I mean, hindi ko yan kailangan. And I really didn't feel like I needed God. And so, you know, I continued living that life. Still, people would notice me, would pray for me even from afar. And you know, maybe about 2 years later, the same group of friends, natuto na sila, hindi na nila ako nilayaya sa Bible study, inutuo na lang nila ako. Na isang araw, ayun, nakita ko yung sarili ko, nakaupo na ako sa service. Kung paano nangyari yun, nautu nga ako. So yun yung mas mabuting paraan para sa mga katulad ko na sobrang tigas ng ulo. Inutu nila ako. Sabi, dinner daw, dinner. Pagdating ko, hindi dinner, di ba? Dinner ba to? Meron ba? May buffet? May buffet? So wala. Ganon. So nautu-uto ako, di ba? So anyway, sige, sabi ko, pasok na lang tayo. Nung papasok ako, nagsa-start na yung ano, praise and worship. Sabi, Jesus, Jesus, ganun. Sabi ko, Jesus, Jesus. Pagdating ko sa harap, banda si Jesus, ba't ganun? Banda lang ang nakita ko. Hindi ko makita si Jesus, ba't ako lang hindi nakakakita sa kanya? Natakot ako. Doon ko na talagang naisip, parang mali ito, hocus pocus. May magic na nangyayari dito, hindi ko nakikita. So talaga nag-freak out na ako in my head. Oh no, naku, ayoko na, uuwi na ako. Hindi, pero nakakahiya. Sige, I'll just sit here and then after this, never again ako magpapauto sa mga Christians na to. So nakaupo lang ako doon. Habang nakaupo ako, nagsasalita yung preacher. Bigla na lang yung pinag-usapan yung bleeding woman. Yun yung preaching niya for the day. Do you know that story, the bleeding woman? She has been bleeding for 12 years and she just touched Jesus' cloak. And instantly, she was healed. So for some reason, di naman ako nagbabasa ng Bible, parang natouch ako. Hindi ko lang maintindihan, hindi ko ma-explain kaagad. Natouch ako, because I felt like crying. Pagtingin ko sa friend ko sa kanan, tsaka sa kaliwa, parang di naman sila naiiyak. So kala ko naluloka na ako. Bago, ano ba to talaga? Parang ang weird-weird naman ang lahat. But, you know, a significant thing happened that night because parang I started to be softer. I started to become more mellow and more open. How many of you know that when God opens your heart, when God wants you to be there, you're gonna be there. Diba? Whether you like it or not. Yan. Ganyan din ang sabi ko kay Joe eh. Whether you like it or not, pag will ni God na magustuhan mo ko, wala ka magagawa. Yun. So, ganun. Wala nga ako talaga nagawa. Nandun ako at binuksan pa niya ang puso ko. And when He opened my heart, I started to listen to my Christian friends more. I listened to their mga worship songs din. Na parang noona, tinatago-tago ko pa sa player ko kasi ayoko malaman ng ibang friends ko. Nakikinig na ako sa Hillsong, yung ganon. Kasi hindi cool, di ba? So ganon, ganon yung mga start ko. Tapos binigyan ako ng Bible. Pagbasa ko ng Bible, hiyang-hiya akong tanungin, ba't ang daming numbers? Di ba? Sa one, may one ulit. Tapos two, ganyan. So, hindi ko talaga maintindihan, pero sige lang, sige, lahat kasi very encouraging, go, ganyan. And you know, before I know it, I started to, God gave me an understanding of so many things. And one of those things was to understand that emptiness inside of me that I felt before, the cause of that is sin. That's the thing that I couldn't, kaya pala gusto ko yung feeling ng approval. Gusto ko yung recognition. Gusto ko yung in-demand ako. Kasi inside of me, alam ko, kulang ako. Di ba alam naman natin yun? Di lang naman sa artista nangyayari yun eh. When you go home at night, after you've done all of your work, after you've been so great at doing something, that kunwari sa school, ikaw ang pinakamatalino. Ikaw ang pinakamagaling. Ikaw ang pinakamaganda. Ikaw na yung may pinakamahabang legs, di ba? Na yun talagang source ng kasikatan mo. At the end of the day, you go home and you know, you're not perfect. Diba? It's just impossible to be perfect. You know you have an ugly heart. And that's what I didn't know before eh. Na yun pala yun. Kaya pala ako minararamdaman na ganun kasi I'm not perfect. And you know what that is? That's sin. Because sin is the ultimate cause of that nagging sense that something is not right. And you know what you're looking for when you want. Kasi yung kasikatan naman, pwedeng yan sa smaller scale eh. Yung pagkahina, yung check ka ng check, ilan na ba yung nag-like nung post ko? Diba? Parang, uy, grabe, nag-like siya. Ibig sabihin, ako na. Diba? May mga ganun tayong tao na pag ito na-like ako, ibig sabihin, ang galing ko na. Diba? Or kapag dumami yung followers mo, dati 3-5 na ngayon. Diba? Parang nakaka-boost yun ng ego eh. And those are the things na nagmamanifest nung inner need natin to be approved and to actually cover up that sin. But you know, here's the good news kasi, and I'm pretty sure some of you already know this, maybe some not, and if you don't, after this service, I do hope you approach someone from Friday Night Youth to tell you more about it. But what I learned by reading the Bible, being with godly people, attending church, being in a small group, going through Victory Weekend, being under a discipleship program, what I learned is that I'm a sinner, and the wages of my sin is death. But Jesus actually chose to take that punishment away from me so I can live. That's the gospel, eh? And at first, it was very hard for me to understand, but you know, it made sense. There's really no way of paying for this sin but through Jesus. And there is no way of living through my sins and up to, you know, when I die, how will I have eternal life? It's only through Jesus. Dun ko nakita yung sagot. And the best part of it all is that He died for us at the state na hindi naman tayo perfect. The world will always ask you to be perfect, to be good, to be great, to be atop, the top, to be a cut above the rest. That's what the world is asking from you. Kaya diba palaging, diba, oh, kailangan mag-aral tayo mabuti para ako na yung talagang perfect sa exam. Diba kung gusto mo ka perfect sa exam, kailangan mo talagang mag-work. But the Bible says that if you want salvation and eternal life, you don't even have to do anything. You just have to submit and surrender yourself and receive the love of Jesus. Yun lang ang kailangan mong gawin. And He did it while we were still sinners. The Bible says that, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, God didn't wait for you to perfect your exam, for you to have 10 more likes on Facebook na parang hintay si God. Pag naka 10 more likes yung status update niya, pwede na. Save ko na to. Diba? Hindi siya nag-wait ng ganun. In fact, sa ugliness, pinaka-ugly point ng buhay mo, dun siya pumupunta at sinasabi niya, lika na, bangon ka na. Ganun ginawa niya sa akin eh. Diba? I mean, many people here, I'm pretty sure you know my image before, at hindi, parang diba, worldly standards, hindi naman ako dapat i-save, di ba? Do I deserve it? And neither do you. You don't deserve it. None of us deserves that. Kanina sinabi, God is holy. He is so holy, we're not even supposed to be, you know, we can't even go near Him kasi we will die. He's holy and we're not. But God chose to die for us. Chose to reach us out and, you know, take us out of that pit. And that's exactly what happened to me. And you know what? Dahil lang dun sa ginawa niya, dapat ibigay na natin lahat sa kanya, di ba? Kung meron nagpakamatay para sa'yo, na dapat ikaw na ngayon magbabayad yun, at higit sa lahat, sa kanya ka pa nagkasala. Sa kanya ka na nga nagkautang, siya pa rin ang nagbayad. In that alone, dapat sumurrender ka na sa kanya. But you know, the Word of God will show you that not only God is not a tyrannical God. Hindi niya sinasabi na, oh sige, ginawa ko to, ha, dapat lang sa akin ka. He shows you that there are many traits of His that you will never find in the world. I'll show you. Here's a verse. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. That's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. Okay, let's break this down. The world and its desires pass away. Sino crush mo 5 years ago? Isip nyo na. Hindi mo kailangang ituro. May turo. Kung katabi mo, huwag ka na muna masyadong gumalaw. Oo. 5 years ago. Ngayon, yun pa rin ba ang crush mo ngayon? Hindi na. Yung iba hindi na, di ba? Oo. In fact, diring-diri ka pa nga, bakit ko ba naging crush to? Grabe na ba nakain ko nung araw na yun? Ba't ko naging crush ito? Di ba? Marami tayong desisyon na ganun sa buhay. Ako, pag nakikita ko yung tsaleko ko ngayon, ba't ko ba naisuot yan? Kapag nag-tsaleko ako ngayon, grabe ang baduy. The world and its desires pass away. How was the sociological, political, economical conditions of the world 5 years ago? Is it still the same? Peso, dollar exchange, pareho pa rin? Na-imagine ba natin ang America will come into an economic crisis? Hindi, di ba? The world and its desires pass away. What is God telling you? That the world, even though sabihin na natin it wants to be faithful to you, cannot be faithful to you. It cannot. It just can't. It will keep on changing. And if it has to leave you, it will leave you. I'm holding on to my fame now, but if tomorrow, iba na yung wave, hindi na chinitang uso, malalaki na mata, lana, laglag na ako. Dati, uso yung walang damit, ngayon uso yung nakabalot. Diba? Wala na ako. The world and its desires pass away. The world cannot be faithful to you. But that is why God is asking you to put your trust in Him and not in the world. Because it says in this verse also, but the man who does the will of God lives forever because God is forever. He is the only eternal person that you will ever know. Lahat natapos na. Itong mundo na to, wala na. God is still standing. That's why He's saying, put your trust in Me. Make Me the source of your everything. You wanna be famous? Make Me first in your life. I'll add all of those things later on. Don't worry. You have nothing to worry. Ginawa ko na yung buhay mo eh. And the best part of it all, He's forever. Pag gumising ako bukas, God pa rin siya. Pag gumising ako bukas, di ko na alam kung ganun pa rin karami yung Twitter followers ko. Pero si God nandun pa din. He is faithful. And at the end of the day, that's all that we want. A love that saves. Even though when we're not perfect, even while we're still sinners, we want a love that saves. A love that overcomes. Someone who will help us change. Who will help us become better. Actually, they are the best persons that we can be. And a love that is everlasting. Yun naman, di ba? Kaya tayo mahilig sa mga love stories. Aminin nyo na, kahit guys. Diba? Mahilig tayo sa love stories. Siguro mas macho lang ng konti yung mga love stories nyo. Pero ganun pa rin yun, diba? You just want a love that will be forever. And here's a question. Sabihin natin, whatever your goal is in life, na-reach nyo yun. Lahat. Sabihin na natin, 20 yung goals mo, na-reach mo lahat yun. And then what? When you're on your deathbed, will you really say that I'm the most sikat person in the world. I will really rest in peace. I have the most money in the world. Naungusan ko silang lahat. I will be saved by this. Will it save you? It won't. Nothing in the world can save you. Only Jesus can save you. In Him, you have eternal life. Pero hindi ko naman sinasabing i-claim yun ang eternal life ngayon, okay? Hindi ganon. Because you can actually claim this now. Let's go back to the verse. It says, those who do the will of God will live forever. What is the will of God? The will of God is good, pleasing, and perfect. That's what the Bible says. Do you really believe that you have a good God? That even in your lifetime now, when you give it and surrender everything to Him, when you follow His word and His commands, when you are faithful to Him, that He is also faithful to you. In fact, mas faithful pa siya sa'yo. That even in your life right now, He will give you the best. That's exactly what happened to my life. When I surrendered everything, I felt like I lost everything. I lost a lot of money. I lost a lot of friends. I lost my fame. I lost everything. But I only lost all that are temporary and fleeting. In exchange for what? In order for me to gain an everlasting love, an everlasting God. And that's all that I wanted you to hear from me today. You know, God has done so much in my life, and you know, many of the times I really can't, parang hirap na hirap akong gawin yung decision na yun kasi feeling ko, eh paano na lang? Paano ko kakain bukas? Ano ibibigay kong pagkain sa pamilya ko? Breadwinner pa naman din ako. Pag tinanggihan ko lahat ng hindi nakaka-honor sa Kanya. But you know, just put your faith in Him. Because He has a way. even better than the way that you could think of. We're just used to things. But really, God has the best plan for you. He has already carved it out. Kita niya yung past mo, present mo, tsaka yung future mo. Mahirap lang daanan kasi hindi natin alam yung future, di ba? But when you believe, that's the only thing eh. Just believe. Kasi you won't experience it otherwise. You gotta experience this love of God. And you cannot experience it unless you cross the Red Sea. Unless you believe that, God, when I cross this, the sea won't fall apart and drown me. That you will save me. And God doesn't hate fame. He doesn't hate fortune. He doesn't hate power. In fact, He will even give it to you. He will use you to be a light in this dark, dark world. You will have that fame. Like how He is using me today. He has redeemed my image. To what? For a fame that gives Him glory, that honors Him. And you know what? That's the most joyful thing that I could ever think of for myself. To have that kind of fame na pag tinignan nila ako, na hindi nila nakikita si Rica, kung hindi nakikita nila si God. That's the best kind of fame because God is so generous, it's impossible. He won't share His glory with you. So I hope tonight when you go home, you can take some time and just really reflect. Ask God, God, am I making an idol or a god of things that are, you know, becoming a source of my salvation? That I think, you know, what I do in school, my fame, or whatever na kagalingan na meron ka, na binless niya sa'yo, yung gifts niya sa'yo, yun ay nagiging source of power mo or feeling mo masasave ka na mga yun. You know, it's okay if you feel that way. Just repent. Just go back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't notice that. I really didn't know that. So help me. Help me to just listen to you and make you the center of my life. Help me receive that joy from you. To be filled by you and you alone.